Hello, this is another podcast episode from Brian, March 13th, 12 noon. So we're going to talk about an article I found, CryptoDaily.com. It's been a constant theme for the last few days. I've been kind of rambling on both the TradingView, not yet Substack, but maybe a Substack I might have as well. But what I want to go over is an article again, cryptodaily.co.uk. Gold or Bitcoin? Certainly not banks, though. That's a tough question. I live in a country that's supposed to have one of the best banking systems in the world, in Canada, along with its conservatives. So I can't say if it's protected, but it's something, a low probability of something could happen to what I put out there. But a lot of these type of websites that I'm referring to that this comes from are pretty well hypey. You know what I mean? They're all about fear porn and stuff. So I don't know if you should take this seriously, but the sections that are broken up are into a system for the wealthy, Federal Reserve creature, fiat currency debasement, and how do you protect yourself in the end game is here. Okay, so the first one is with the, well, let me just read it off for you. World we currently live in, millions of people are being dragged into poverty by a system that only serves the banks and powerful people that pull strings behind them, all aided by governments to do their bidding. Don't forget the media, folks. When banks are given carte blanche to print whatever amount of currency they see fit, power and has been granted by the government so that they can have total legal rights to do so, things are not going to end well. I agree with that 100%. Federal Reserve creature, there's a book by G. Edward Griffin. Actually, he's still doing interviews. The creature from Jekyll Island, that's where the Federal Bank Reserve was created among different bankers. So basically how the Federal Reserve works is it's wealthy banks that are members of the Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve is independent from the government, but it is the Federal Reserve that prints the cash for the U.S. government. So it's not the U.S. government that prints its own money. They do it under a separate entity called the Federal Reserve. So they could turn off the taps anytime they want. And they're supposed to be independent from the government. And I guess at some point they could just turn off the taps if they wanted and the government couldn't do anything about it. So this book I mentioned, A Creature from Jekyll Island, tells a story of U.S. Federal Reserve came into being and how it stripped the wealth from middle and lower class people and handed that to the rich. Federal Reserve was granted this right to print money. The U.S. dollar has debased in purchasing power at an unholy rate. I think it was TradingView. I showed how the U.S. dollar is no longer the best performing currency out there out of the major ones. The best performing is of all the ones that have been sanctioned the most, which is the Russian ruble. So go figure that out. So part of the problem was that the gold standard, the U.S. took the dollar off the U.S. standard by Nixon in 21. So that debasement has accelerated. So really what that means is that along with Western countries, G7, let's say, like England, Europe, all the countries in Europe, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the like, are driven and have a whole financial system built around debt. So with that debt, and now it's at the U.S. at $34 trillion, the interest rate right now, to service that debt's over $1 trillion a year now, which is more than the U.S. budget, or U.S. military budget. And that just tells you how dire the situation is. I just read that one of the Social Security programs will run out of money by 2034. So that's how serious this is. So here it says fiat currency debasement. Central banks across the world are printing far more currency than countries earn through trade and tax, and it's only getting worse. That's the national debt I just talked about. If you're sitting on a pile of cash in the bank, you're losing anywhere from 5 to 10% a year in debasement through an inflation. That's very probable, and I think the inflation will go up So your currency is losing value that you hold. Okay, that's the key there. Poor people who live paycheck to paycheck is something they cannot avoid. They're the ones that are taking the biggest hit here. Wealthy people have assets and more currency is printed. They're able to get richer and the poor majority themselves become poorer, obviously. So the question is, how do you protect yourself? It depends upon your cash financial position. People protect themselves and that only go day by day. Buying assets is difficult for them. So if you have gold is an option, like physical gold, then we know right now that the ounce of gold is going up day by day, and it's now at its all-time high for obvious reasons. Premium rises dramatically, smaller the quantity. So what's happening right now in my analysis is that I'm seeing people loading up on gold and silver. That has suddenly spiked up in the last month. It somewhat goes sideways, but it hasn't declined either. This is the price of gold and silver. That's in various currencies. So people are loading up now on gold. Now, I don't know if that's including in the derivatives version of gold and silver, meaning that could be, you know, derivative products like futures and options, another ETF as another example of gold or silver, but that's going up. So right now, some are saying you might be able to buy into gold miners. So that's one option. So here, let's talk about more of this. Those in favor of gold usually point to the fact that Bitcoin is not a tangible asset as you can't touch it because it's digital. This is actually a strength for Bitcoin since it weighs nothing. Try leaving your country with a few ounces of gold. Okay, so that's a lie. When you cross into borders now in other countries, they ask you how much Bitcoin do you have going into the country. In my case, in Canada, which probably is the most restricted country, their government here with the CRA or tax authority want to know every single digital wallet ID that we have. That's why you have every single exchange out there for crypto having to be heavily regulated along with the know your customer, KYC. So this article or this point I just read could have been valid 3-4 years ago, but no longer valid now. Gold got its place as the world's premier store of value because it was rare as well as beautiful. Bitcoin, you can't see, is much rarer than gold, and there's only a supply of 21 million Bitcoin, and nearly 19.5 million have been mined into existence. So that's why I think right now Bitcoin is spiking, just I think may have approached 74,000. Again, at an all-time high, along with gold and silver. So there will be a halving coming up in the next month. That means that the miners are not going to be rewarded X. After that halving moment, they'll be only awarded half of that. So that will mean that the remaining, the 21 million, will be a lot longer to mine because it's low, they lower the rewards for the miners. But there's a cabal, we'll call it, of mining companies that do this. So there are other advantages that Bitcoin has over gold, but honestly speaking, those in favor of either gold or Bitcoin should not be arguing with each other which is best. The fact is that they are both hedges against the dreadful onslaught of fiat currency debasement. I agree with that. But again, when you listen to these YouTube doom and gloomers, what they're also forgetting is, and you probably might not want to hear this, is I strongly feel that globalists, the elites, you want to call them, will not want to mess around with the stock market or mess around with companies like Vanguard or BlackRock. They are a part of the problem, but you can take that problem and turn it into part of the solution. So if you're buying ETFs from companies like BlackRock or Vanguard, BlackRock manages over $10 trillion. I believe Vanguard's probably $7 trillion. Are you telling me that those companies are going to go bankrupt and $10 trillion will just suddenly vanish? I think not. Especially it's not in the interest of the globalists. So with that in mind, I think those are pretty safe areas to be part of. A lot of people will argue otherwise, that we shouldn't put money into ETFs. I would agree with that somewhat. Just depends upon the ETF provider. Today, in the last few days, as examples, I've looked at European ETFs. Some are outperforming the Vanguards, the ones I'm looking at for the Euro section ETF space. Some of them are outperforming the larger, let's say, Vanguard. But the problem is they don't have a lot of liquidity. So if ETFs were to go bankrupt, it's the smaller ones that don't have the liquidity that will fold. And if you have your funds in those particular smaller ETFs, you could be affected. But if you have your funds in Vanguard, it's hard for me to sit here and lump that Vanguard, those particular ETFs will vanish or close. And they're heavily regulated as well. And again, it's not in the interest of an elite or a globalist for, I personally feel that these companies, large money managers, are indirectly owned, have interest from the these elite, and call them whatever you want. That's where their money is. That's where their wealth is. Are in both, well, probably top three, which would be BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. So will they get affected? It's hard for me to sit here. So there is other options outside of Bitcoin and Bitcoin the like, crypto space we'll call it, and gold. The problem with gold is that twice gold has been banned by the U.S. Going back to over 100 years, I've seen in parks where you see the signs where they say gold has been confiscated. If you're caught with gold, you'd be shot on the spot. But this is how extreme it was to hold gold. So holding gold is not going to be your best option. And if you did, definitely don't want to be in a Western system where your gold is stored. For example, you don't want to have your gold sitting in the Federal Reserve in the basement of their building in Manhattan. That's why gold, Germany and the like, recalled their gold because they saw a slight little problem brewing. So what has happened now? People or countries are seeing this as an opportunity. For example, two countries, obviously one of them would be Switzerland and Singapore. Singapore have large warehouses of gold being stored by their airport. It doesn't take much of a scientist to figure out why by the airport. If there was a need of a quick getaway, well, they're able to go because they're next to the airport. As for Switzerland, it's an interesting story because they have for decades, probably even hundreds of years, that Switzerland has always been known to be the hideout for gold storage. So Switzerland is one of their biggest, but yet unknown biggest industries in Switzerland is storage of gold and the business of that and warehousing it. But both countries cost money to hold gold via the storage costs along with the insurance for it. So ask yourselves again, is gold worth holding? So here's the end game of this article. It says governments are at the behest of banks. That's very true. Currently working into the central bank of digital currencies, CBDCs, as they will prevent citizens from buying Bitcoin or gold. I think we're already being regulated on if we can buy Bitcoin, sorry. But that would be meaning that you'd have to buy it outside of the regular ways, because it's all regulated right now, depending upon where you live. Not only this will lock citizens inside the burning building of debasement, a good term, so that they are able to protect themselves. That's very true. So if you're in real estate, you may be getting sucked into this as well, because we know that some cities in the U.S., well, the West, are using, especially if they go socialist, that they will start to use property tax and weaponize that against homeowners to basically near bankrupt them. So there will be no further real estate growth in the future. Just take a look at commercial real estate. I just read stories about how buildings in Manhattan are being sold off for $1. Of course, where you have to assume the $45 million debt. So here it is. From this article, with skepticism, this is the right way to approach it. Don't believe this, what they're saying. What anybody writes can be further agendas. So the main thing is to fact check. This is true, actually, I should say. Fact check and buy Duke. So to educate yourself on what is going on, how governments, at the behest of banks and media, are seeking to enslave the populations. Do this before it's too late. Over and out. And if you want to know more in the community, go to the Discord link. And if you want to know what I'm particularly investing, you can find the link as well for my Substack, and you get some free trading tech books over at myquantlabs.net/books. Thanks for listening.